In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we hear about two kinds of water, two kinds of ways of living, two results. There are amazing similarities in this gospel, I think, to some things we have only heard just recently. Recently meaning including Great Lent. This woman reminds me of Mary of Egypt. She thought life was depravity, living in all kinds of sin. That was her water. For this woman, living a life in sin and living a life where she was really going nowhere, that was her water. That was her life. But both of them, both Saint Fotini and Saint Mary of Egypt, they met the Lord. And when they met the Lord and saw that He could give living water, water that would never be exhausted, water that would make them clean, and that would well up within them, they left everything and they followed Him. This reminds me also of the paralytic. You know, when the Lord says to the woman, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." When He said that, He was posing a question to her. The same thing He said to the paralytic. "Wilt thou be made whole?" And she answered yes. This reminds me the progression of this woman finding out about the truth and following it. Reminds me of the sower of the seed. In the beginning, on the hard ground, no one believes. That person that is on the wayside would never believe. For them, the water that they get in this life is what they desire. They know nothing of everlasting water, of the water of life. And this woman was living in that way, but she was by no means by the wayside. Because when the Lord spoke to her about living water, something was enkindled in her. And so she desired to have this water. She said to Him, "Sir, give me this water." So this is like the people that desire to be saved. All of the other three, the people that are by the rocky place, the people that are in the weeds, the ground that is full of weeds, and also the good ground. All of them say, "Give me water." So we're all saying, "Give me water," to the Lord. But then the Lord tests her, and He shows what is necessary in order to have this water. Because we know the parable of the sower, the ones by the rock and the ones in the weeds, they did not inherit salvation. Why was that? Because they wanted only the effect of the water that they desired. But you can't choose what you get when you get water. You cannot choose if you bathe in water to not be wet or to not be cold. Water is water. The Holy Spirit is God. And this water that is being spoken of, welling up within us, is the Holy Spirit. And we cannot have some of the Holy Spirit, just like you cannot be a little bit wet when you have water. You either are dry or you are wet. You either have the Holy Spirit or you do not. And with the Holy Spirit comes many things, including rebuke, including enlightenment, including the mandate and the ability to change your life. And this is all hinted at when the Lord says to her, "Go call your husband." Now, she's ashamed at this point. "I don't have a husband." He knew that. In fact, He tells her, "You've had 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. You're living in a shameful way." Your life is going nowhere. You don't have purpose in your life. And you're sinning. And the Lord revealed this all to her. And much more besides. Remember, this conversation is only a composite, a small amount of what He said to her. So He revealed to her how empty and purposeless her life was, where she was going to the well to draw earthly water. And by this water, you can also indicate not just the water we drink, but the way we live, the things that are important to us. And so the things that were important to her before she met Christ were not satisfying. And He pointed that out to her. Now, if she had been the kind of ground that was rocky, then she would not have gone any further, because she wouldn't have wanted to have this upset her. Or the rock, or the kind of ground that is full of weeds. In order to become a Christian in every way, you must struggle against your sins, and the Lord is going to tell you about them by this water that is welling up within you. Because water has this incredible quality. It can search out into every crevice and every cavity. Eventually, nothing can withstand it. It will go everywhere. So any secrets that we have, any things that we like to do, any things that we know that are really aren't right, but we're still doing, the water will find it. That's what's meant, what is meant by the Lord saying to her, call your husband. That was a secret until a moment later when she told the truth, but not the whole truth, and then He exposed her for what she was. That's what this water does. It exposes us. Now, if you want to have water that wells up into you unto eternal life and be able to drink of it and never thirst again, this is referring to being pure and being holy and never lacking anything, then you have to also take this other property of the water. It will reveal everything to you. It will reveal your sins. It will reveal the things in your life that are not purposeful, that are not expedient. I'm convinced that most people, the reason why they live, should I say they? Let us say we. The reason why we live mediocre lives is because we do not want to listen to the Lord when He says, you've had five husbands. Oh, perhaps in some ways, you know, we could admit, yes, we do this or that. But fundamentally, we don't want to really consider the kind of person we are. And if we want to do that, as this woman was willing to let the Lord do to her, to show what kind of person she was, if we won't do that and be transparent to the Lord and honest with Himself, Him and ourselves, then this water will not well up in us. And we will continue to go to the other well to draw. Now, an amazing thing happened to this woman when He spoke to her thus. There were other things that went on. He talked to her about dogma, about worshiping God. There were problems with the Samaritan religion. Many other things. And all those are details. Very important details. But the most important thing is that this woman met Christ and He revealed to her who she was. And she desired to change because of what He offered. And she was willing to do what was necessary to be changed. You know how I tell you all the time, read the Scriptures and apply them to you. So the question should be, in every one of our hearts, what are we willing to do to change? Are we willing to change? Are we willing to humbly listen to the Lord when He says to us about our five husbands, about our passions and about our sins, about what's wrong with us? Are we willing to struggle to worship God in spirit and in truth. Just recently, I read a letter from someone from a prison that I'm writing to. And I, pretty much when I introduce myself to people, I say same sort of things I've asked you in the past if I've introduced myself to you. What's the purpose of your life? And why are you Orthodox? And what does Orthodoxy mean to you? He told me, he put it in a way that I thought was quite beautiful. He says, I live for truth. He said other things. It was amazing how theologically precise he was. But then he sort of moved away from precision and talked about what was in his heart. He lives for truth. Because God is truth. If we can't be true, then we can't be saved. So what did this woman do when she found out about all these things? She left her water pot. One of the most amazing verses in all of Scripture. She left her water pot and she went into the city. It was noon. She had been without water the entire day. Normally you get water early in the morning. It's hot. The animals need water. She needs water. Her household needs water. And what does she do? She leaves her water pot at the well. She had gone to draw water. She didn't need it anymore. The Lord promised her living water. This is a symbol for us. So again, let us ask ourselves a question in regards to this Scripture. Are we leaving our water pot at the well? What is it that we hold on to that is not living? When you go to the well to draw, and the Lord tells you that He will give you living water, then what need do you have of the well anymore? None. And that water pot can be considered to be our soul. What do we want to fill our soul with? With the water of the world? Or with living water? And this woman, she didn't want any water of the world anymore. She left it. That's where it especially reminds me of Mary of Egypt. Because Mary, when she repented, and when the Holy Theotokos allowed her to see the life-giving cross, she made good on her promise and went into the wilderness, never to see another man again, with one exception, Saint Zosimus, so that her story would be known. She left her water pot, all the things that she had done before, the drinking and the singing and the lust and the depravity and the cursing, all that she left. And let us not think that we don't have such things in our water pots as well. Perhaps we can say, well, no, I've never fornicated, I've never done this, I've never been drunk, I've never whatever. In the heart, the Lord can tell you about your five husbands. He can tell you, if you'll listen. There is much wrong with us. There is much that needs to be improved. And it can all be changed by the water. I recently was talking with someone. And complex problem. Very complex. Extremely difficult. How to fix the problem, only God knows. But I said to this person, but I truly believe, no matter what the problem is, there is one simple solution for all of us. This living water is the solution. What this water reveals is different in each one of us. Where this water takes us is different in terms of our daily living. Things we must do or must not do. Things we must change. Things we must start doing or stop doing. Adjustments we must make. Those are all very complex and they're different. As different as each one of us is different as a different human being. But it's the same exact simple solution to have living water. So if we say to the Lord, give me to drink, then we must pause And then listen, because He will show us what we need to do to drink it. He will tell us what we need to do to drink it. It's not just a simple surgical procedure. Insert Holy Spirit. Go on with your life. It is, listen to the Lord. Accept His rebuke. Accept that He will be able to help us change, but only if we accept Him. This is what this woman did. It's an amazing story. A woman who in the morning was living a totally senseless life. Even among her own people, she was a pariah. Because it shows that by the fact that she went to the well late in the day. There's nothing in Scripture that is haphazard, by the way. She went to the well late in the day because nobody else was there. Because if she went in the morning, everybody would be wagging their tongue at her. She was an object of shame. And in only a few hours, she became an apostle to her people. What an amazing thing. What a moving thing. It can happen to us. So if we want to be like Saint Fotini, equal to the apostles, whose name means light, Svetlana, Fotini, light. If we want to have this light within us, this water, then we must accept the terms that the Lord gives us. Do we want to drink? He will give us all we need and all we desire if we listen to Him and follow Him. And if we value His water above our water and leave our water pot at the well. Amen.